The motto of my next guest, Steve Pender, is every family has a story. Chances are good that if you meet him, he'll ask you about yours. Steve runs Family Legacy Video, which produces video biographies, and I started by asking him to tell us what exactly that is.
I guess the best way to think about a video biography is it's a personal documentary. For instance, a lot of folks are familiar with Ken Burns' work, you know, with the Civil War and most recently the war. And if you imagine a documentary of that quality, but about you.
How did you get started in making video biographies?
My very first video biography was about my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, Alice Rita Morrissey Pender. Graham had a great love of family. She loved life, and I think, thankfully for me, she loved to talk. And I grew up hearing a lot of stories. She was the glue that held the family together. She knew everyone in the family. She knew their histories, what they did, what they were doing. There were so many cousins and grandkids, and even by that point, great-grandkids, who would never know her the way that I did. So I thought, well, what could I do? And being in the video business, the answer was, why don't I produce a video about Graham's life? So I approached her. And so one day in 1995, we sat down in my apartment in Clifton, New Jersey, and we talked about her life. About 3 years went by, unfortunately, after that, because I'd gotten very busy. And in 1998, that little voice started talking to me, you know, the one in the back of your head that starts to nag you when you really need to do something. And it said, it's time to finish this project. So long story short, I edited the video. My goal for the video was to make it, to have a premiere, a big family get-together, reunion, and play the video and really celebrate Graham's life. Unfortunately, shortly after I finished the video, she died. So the big family premiere that I was planning on turned out to be at the Repast following her funeral. The feelings of love and warmth and thankfulness that were showered on me by everybody who watched the video that day, I'll just never forget those feelings. And that planted the seed for what later became Family Legacy Video. I wasn't sure if folks would actually hire me to produce their videos from soup to nuts, because it can be a fairly pricey proposition. So I created a guide that would take people through the process and allow them to do it themselves. And since then, I've been offering a mix of do-it-yourself training and workshops and then the custom video production.
Ideally, you'd like to have an elder in the family, a storyteller, but what other kind of elements go into making the video biography?
First of all, as you mentioned, an interview is key. But then what I do is to I supplement the interview with a wide variety of materials. Basically, any kind of a visual that might support the story will work. Certainly photos. Beyond that, anything that can be shot or scanned can be incorporated into a video. For instance, newspaper clippings, birth certificates, death certificates, memorabilia, you know, like trophies and medals, and family films, of course, old 8mm, Super 8 films, those kinds of things. Maps. Maps are also great, you know, for indicating places and, of course, music.
I would imagine that oftentimes family stories come to light, things that people may have remembered in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of it's perspective. And this happened to me personally when I was creating my grandmother's video. There's a story I like to call Burnt Peas. And I had taken my grandmother, this is before we did the interview, over to see her aunt, or my aunt Eileen, her sister, and they started reminiscing. And at one point, they started talking about one of my great-great-grandmothers, a great-great-grandmother Deering. Well, Aunt Eileen pipes up, and she said, oh, yeah. It turns out she was quite the character.
My brother Jack always said, if we had peas for dinner, he knew that would be an interesting meal, because my grandmother would have shelled the peas and cooked them, but burnt them. So then she'd turn around and open a can of peas. And when my grandfather complained they didn't taste like fresh peas, she'd show him the pods and say, well, there's the pods from the fresh peas. She was a pip.
Do you find that most people are unaware of how rich their family story is?
I found the driving force behind a lot of the video biography projects I've done are the children. You know, the baby boomers who now have their, you know, their parents or their their grandparents and want to capture their stories. I think the baby boomers somehow have an appreciation for the need to capture and preserve that family history. And they have had perhaps over the years, maybe hearing a little bit here, a little bit there, some hints as to how rich their family history is. Where some of the older generation, it was their life and they don't necessarily think it was special. But the kids really value what they have to say.
What's some advice you would give to the first-time biographer?
I think there are three tips that I can offer first-timers that are very important, and that could really raise the bar a little bit on your own homemade videos. One has to do with lighting. Lighting is a very important aspect of when you're shooting an interview. I would advise, the producer's guide has information, the lighting guide to kind of help you in terms of how to illuminate your subjects so that they look flattering on the screen. It's a very important aspect. I would think shot composition. I've seen any number of videos that were kind of homemade folks that just shot their relatives, and they always frame them too wide. You see almost an entire room with the subject, kind of this little this little person sitting in this big room. Don't be afraid to go close, because it creates an intimacy, which is what you want. You know, I guess the third tip is sound. Please don't use the microphone that's mounted on the camera. And make sure you've got a camera that has an input for an external microphone, and then just get they're called lavaliers or lapel mics. It's what you see newscasters wearing, news anchors, and they're not really expensive. You can find them at the local electronics store, and use one of those, because that's really going to give you the presence and the voice that you really need. For beginners, I think pay attention to those three things, and you know, you'll really be ahead of the game. You'll lend a little more professionalism to your final product. You know, I think I'm paraphrasing Mark Twain probably rather badly when he said something to the effect that, you know, there's no boring lives. I mean, there's drama, there's stories to be uncovered in everyone's lives. I think we've all got stories to tell. I think we've all got stories that are worth telling and worth passing along to generations to come.
We have a link to Family Legacy Video online, which offers a list of some sample questions that you can use to get your own video biography project started. That's at KUAZ.org.